Good morning. I'm Dr. Rick Nabb, live from the National Hurricane Center with your 7 a.m. Eastern Time, 6 a.m. Central Time update on what is still Tropical Storm Isaac, but it is really on the threshold of becoming a hurricane, but it's not there yet. The pressure has continued to slowly fall all the way down to 976 or 977 millibars. That's pretty low for a tropical storm, and it seems as if before too much longer, the winds are likely to catch up with that falling pressure and get it over the hurricane threshold. We've had Air Force reconnaissance aircraft flying in the system this morning, providing wind data that are just below the threshold, and they're flying in these areas where there are increased thunderstorms near the circulation center. So if this is another burst of convection that could get the inner core to consolidate just a little bit more, then that could take it over the threshold of hurricane, but we'll see. It's a matter of time, we think, a matter of when, not if it becomes a hurricane, but it has plenty of time over water, another day or so before making landfall somewhere on the northern Gulf Coast. It is a large system as well as a strong tropical storm, and large systems bring with them additional hazards as compared to their smaller counterparts with same wind intensity. The larger systems are more capable of producing significant storm surge, and they can produce tremendous amounts of rainfall. Some of the bands starting to get onshore in the hurricane warning area, not really potent or really strong bands just yet, but that's going to increase as the day goes on. And as the day goes on, the system is going to move generally to the northwest right now at 12 miles an hour, but that's expected to slow down over the next couple of days as the system comes ashore. So about this time tomorrow, it still might not be very far inland over some part of southeastern Mississippi or southeastern Louisiana or maybe part of Mississippi. The forecast is for it strengthening to a hurricane. Right now, getting no higher than Category 1 in our forecast before landfall. Always possible for it to be a little stronger or weaker than we're exactly forecasting. But in any event, not a whole lot of difference between high-end tropical storm and low-end hurricane. Either way, we're going to get some storm surge. And on the coastal areas of Mississippi and in southeastern Louisiana, the storm surge flooding above ground level could reach 6 to 12 feet in some locations. So that's why we hope that folks have heeded the advice of local emergency managers who have ordered some folks to evacuate from those areas. Some storm surge, a little lesser amounts, would be to the east or west over the Alabama coast, central Louisiana coast. Now let's talk about the rainfall. This is going to be a big story over the next few days about how much rain could fall. 7 to 14 inches of rain over a large part of southeastern Louisiana, southern Mississippi, southern Alabama, over into the Florida Panhandle. That will just be initially, and then as the system moves inland, it's going to take its moisture well inland over the south central southeastern United States. So this is going to be potential flood risk for a lot of people. So be very careful the next few days. Flood watches are in effect, and isolated amounts could be as high as 20 inches could lead to river flooding. So that's going to be another big hazard as well. Hurricane warnings in effect, northern Gulf Coast. Starting later today, the conditions will really start to go downhill. That's the latest from the National Hurricane Center. I'm Dr. Rick Nabb.